What follows is as personal as your bank balance. As much your own as the life you live. Hear that sound? That's an adding machine. Not for dollars nor for decimals, but for hopes and dreams and fears, for accounting of your blessings and your dangers and your years.
United Nations Radio presents Basil Rathbone in A Statement of Account for United Nations Day, a short guide to our net gains and losses as of this October 24.
Yes, October 24 is the World Stocktaking Day for peace and health and welfare and goodwill of mankind. I'm here to count them, to itemize, to list. But the debits and the credits are your own.
I'm credit. Write me on the plus side. 12 million X-ray plates marked negative. A schoolroom of laughing children. 3 wars reduced somewhat in price because they were never fought.
I'm debit, written down in red ink. 1 vast uneasy conscience, 1 zillion mosquitoes carrying malaria, 2 wars, 1 cold and wide and tense, the other limited, lingering, but hot.
All our shareholders here, and the arithmetic is hard. Subtract 7 years, 60 nations, and remember.
Item 1, a legacy, which must be written here in red, for it still lives with us today.
A legacy. What an inheritance for the infant of San Francisco, now 7 years of age. Set it down. The ugliest, greatest, widest, most destructive war in all the memory of mankind. The poorest people, the sickest people, the most downtrodden people, the swamps of the Amazon, the thirst of the Sahara, the illness, the riots, the isms, the ists, the accumulated hatreds, and the new ones. Yes, this was our inheritance.
Written down red in the debit column, the burden of the past.
Yet write this too against it. For our job, we had these tools.
Determination and knowledge. Massed like armies, experience, know-how. We know things today. We know that runaway rivers may be made to walk, that roads may be built and cloth may be weaved and children grow in health. We know wars may be stopped and gunfire silenced.
That's true, you know, they can. My name is Peter Sturzberg and I'm a reporter whose job is covering the UN. Right here in these rooms and council chambers, wars have been stopped. 3 of them. Palestine, a fighting war. Kashmir, which people say is the most beautiful valley in all the world, scene of a war between India and Pakistan. Indonesia, today the 7th biggest nation on the globe. You may ask, how were they stopped? By words, words around a conference table, by negotiating and talking and proposing and suggesting endlessly for months.
Words. What gave them power? Not just 11 diplomats around a polished table, but the nations and the peoples and the you.
Mr. President, we've just received the following cable from our United Nations observers on the scene. At 0600 this morning, fighting came to an end. A ceasefire is holding all along the line.
Yes, add that up and set it down.
Set it down bold in the credit column. Palestine and Kashmir. And also Indonesia.
And right, Korea, too. There's an entry in our ledger for every single fighting man who slept with ice and earth in winter, who choked in the thick dust of July, who held the line in scarred Korea for the charter and the peace.
Credit, Korea, of which it has been said,
aggression must be resisted, if need be, by force. Yet no single nation is the victor in the Korean War. Only an idea has triumphed. The idea of collective security.
Yet this, too, must be recorded.
In the debit column.
There's an unsettled war on our hands. Despite 28 months of battle, truce conference, air raid, negotiation, Kaesong, Heartbreak Ridge, Panmunjom, despite all that, this.
Now here's the breakdown, men, on tonight's patrol. 4-miler and tough. We go this way down the valley, then along past the Chingaree minefield. They got 4 machine guns up there. If they see us, that's where the dirt will hit the fan. So watch your step.
Tonight, men still sleep in foxholes, and the taut and lean patrol threads silent down the hillside.
Debit. One unsettled war.
Each is a shareholder here, and the arithmetic is hard. For what machine can we invent to meter the value of children laughing? Children laughing where so many have cried. In Austria, the Philippines, Mexico, Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia on the Adriatic, where in a town called Lovran, three houses faced the bay.
120 children live there, war orphans, most of them.
How old are they?
Well, between 3 and 7 years old, and yet some of these children have actually seen their parents die. Now, when we started this orphanage, Yugoslavia was desperately short of even life's bare necessities. Then UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, came through for us.
Well, what are they supplying you with?
Milk, egg powder, clothing, shoes, medicines, sheets, blankets, and sometimes special things like honey and figs and night dresses for the little girls.
Which all adds up on our contometer to a sound of children laughing.
Credit UNICEF with 6 years of trying and a real difference, a lift to 60 million young lives.
Each is a shareholder here, and the arithmetic is hard, for we count all sorts of monies in our budget of the world. Not just plain old simple dollars, rupees, drachmas, francs, or pounds. Item from India, a farmer standing in the rain.
My name is Kashaban. I grow rice on the Malabar coast. You know what growing rice means? You have to get down on your hands and knees, take each little plant out of the soil and carry it to the paddy so it can take root again and grow. Thousands and thousands of times. The work is hard, very hard. But we must eat. When the rains come, then it's really bad. For the fever has come, too.
The fever, which makes the eyes hot, the brow cold, and the throat hot, and the eyes cold.
And we must go back to the hut and lie there and be sick. There is no one to tend the fields, and the little ricelings die.
Write that down in red ink, and multiply by millions and by continents.
Yet credit this against it.
Malaria, one of the toughest battles in our books. 300 million people have it, and 3 million of them die each year. Most of them are farmers. You can see what that would do for food production. A big, vicious circle. So this is something for two UN agencies to tackle together, the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization. That's why FAO gets the swamps drained and gets the land sprayed with DDT. And that's why WHO gets busy with the doctors and the nurses, finds the instruments and the drugs. Does it pay off? The answer to that question crosses my desk every day. Here's just one small part of it. It's a routine report from the district agricultural officer, Thana of Iswar Ganj, in East Bengal, Pakistan. And he says, no cases of malaria have been found in infants under 1 year of age. And this year, each acre of rice has yielded 543 pounds more than last year.
Multiply by millions and by continents. Multiply malaria by 50 foul diseases we fight in the war of health. Multiply rice by 10 dozen other foods and farmers and problems.
And write it down for credit.
Everyone's a partner here, and the bookkeeping is tough. Airline passenger and pilot, do some cost accounting, please. Place a fair, just market price on the value of serene descent through fog and gloom and shroud, through the labyrinths of atmosphere, through the turbulence and cloud, guided gently, yes, but surely, by this international hand.
Baker, Able 493, you are 1 mile from runway. You are 30 feet above the glide path. Bring your heading down. Your track is good. You're half a mile from runway, 10 feet above the glide path. Bring her down. Your course is good. Right, you're over the approach lights. All good, over to you.
Though airline pilots speak one or many tongues, They all speak GCA as well.
GCA, Ground Controlled Approach. That's one of the jobs of the International Civil Aviation Organization, standardizing landing systems so that airliners from anywhere can safely go everywhere. Each time a plane crosses an international frontier, we're involved in it somehow. We collect and share details on altitude, weather and control tower operation, flying over oceans and traffic patterns. We keep little ships posted out in the great oceans to spy on the weather and pass on all they learn to the planes overhead. That's ICAO.
All credit to ICAO.
Estimate, if you will, the dignity and worth of the human person and the equal rights of men and women. We've done it here at UN, proclaimed it. The full dress name, the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Its working name, document A777.
This document that was proclaimed 4 years ago,
one of its authors, Dr. Charles Malik, declares,
has entered now into the national constitutions of Syria, of Indonesia, of Libya, and of Puerto Rico. And I can show you many other instances in which these humble, simple things exert the greatest influence if only you give them time.
So credit one declaration of human rights.
Now debit here some big ones. Write them down clear and let them be seen.
In more than 6 years, the UN has not yet succeeded in bringing atomic energy under international control. Nor has it eliminated the atomic bomb and the other weapons of mass destruction. After 6 years and more of debate on cutting down armies and armaments, something like 15 or 20 million men are still under arms this October the 24th. Distrust and doubt, apparently, make this necessary. But think of the work and the taxes, the money needed to feed and clothe those armies and to equip them.
Money from homes and money from schools. Money displaced from the budgets of happiness. So debit it to us and explain it if you can. Explain it to some citizen 100 years from now. Say something like this.
Debit. Enough energy and effort to make green 1,000 deserts, to explore a distant star, to channel some Atlantics. All that is locked away this United Nations Day for the tensions and the hatreds and the cold and costly war.
Each man's a partner here, and the balance sheet is full. It catalogs achievement, 10,000 times achievement, listed together. So,
credit 10,000 and include the calm on Greece's borders, technical assistance for Peru, a sacred trust in Samoa where we guide the people's lives, World Bank loans for Thailand, Canadian homes for refugees.
But debit to 10,000.
10,000 disappointments, frustrations, bottlenecks, detours, disputes which linger, the tensions and the torments, and the when and if and but. 10,000 reminiscences from a disunited past, which echo every day in this, the debit column.
So there's our balance sheet, our own statement of account. You ask, what does it all add up to? What's the answer? The amount? You know, don't you? The United Nations is you. Without you, personally, it is nothing. With you, your support, goodwill, guidance, it is peace and sense and life and freedom and a world for all to share. Yes, you are a full partner here on this rock-bound globe in space. One common past, one destiny, makes one this human race.
You have heard Basil Rathbone in A Statement of Account for United Nations Day. The program was written by George Marvshin and produced in the studios of United Nations Radio in the World Headquarters Building, New York.